Sundry. Elder abuse happens in a variety of ways that are not necessarily readily obvious at a passing glance. While signs of physical abuse like bruising tend to be clear red flags, there are more subtle hints a senior who is, for example, enduring financial or emotional duress at the hands of an abuser, that might not be so easily perceptible. And the latter has been recognized as the more common occurrence of abuse among older adults. In recognition of the fact Sundry's senior population is about double the provincial average, the Greenwood Neighborhood Place Society has been endeavoring to do what it can to address the issue in partnership with Sundry seniors protected and respected under community engagement. That effort has over the course of the past few years involved hosting informational sessions, and more recently culminated in hiring a registered social worker with 14 years of experience, including a background in healthcare, mental health, and community collaboration. Donnie Goddard, who became GNP's older adult case manager in September, said she has always enjoyed learning from elders as well as listening to their stories and providing support wherever possible. "I enjoy working with people, whether that be one-on-one, with families or in the community," she wrote by email in response to questions. Originally from a small town in southern Saskatchewan, Goddard, who in 2019 earned her degree after completing a Master of Social Work, has for a little more than 3 years called Sundry home. "I have worked with older adults in several different roles over my 14-year career as a social worker," she said. "That experience has included community work, spending time in emergency departments and convalescent units as an assessor, coordinator, as well as liaising with long-term care facilities and also providing education related to advanced care planning and support to staff, patients and the community. My focus is to promote community awareness and to educate and support individuals and families to recognize, respond and refer those who may be experiencing elder abuse," she said about her new role. "Learning to recognize potential signs of abuse is the critical first step in providing help to an older adult in need." The Alberta government defines elder abuse as any action or inaction by self or others that jeopardizes the health or well-being of a senior, she said. The most common forms of elder abuse include financial, emotional, physical, sexual, neglect and medications, as well as a combination of these. Victims commonly suffer more than one type of abuse at the same time. The most frequently identified and reported types of elder abuse in Canada are financial and emotional, she explained. "Anybody who suspects someone they know might be suffering elder abuse is encouraged to call the Society's office at 403-638-1011 and ask to speak with Goddard. That could also include a senior who is worried about the way they're being treated, even by family or friends. Elder abuse is complicated and happens in many ways. If you are concerned about yourself or a loved one, please do not hesitate to call and have a discussion with me. I am here for you," she said.